When you're looking for ways to promote yourself and to promote bass fishing, one of the best ways out there right now is through the internet. And with me today is Alton Forth of Big Fish Tools. And Alton, you know, you look at what you're doing and how the things you've got going with the anglers in particular, you're really getting out there and helping them kind of showcase what they're about, aren't you?
Sure. I think the internet's a great way to showcase your talents and your accomplishments and your resume. And best thing about it, like I tell the guys all the time, it's for their fans and their sponsors. Sponsors number one.
Well, you know, the sponsors are very, very critical because they want as many impressions as they can possibly get, whether it's television or radio or whatever. But the internet has raised the bar, keep up with current activities from each of the anglers, right?
Right, exactly. You know, the internet's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and a lot of people are getting away from print magazines and using the internet to get their information.
Well, you've got a portfolio that I think is about as strong as anybody in the business, and kind of go through those guys, if you would, for me.
Well, it started out a few years back with Ish Monroe and Randy Howe, and those two guys came to me and asked me, Ish came to me and asked me if I'd make them a website, and period. Because I was doing some for tournament organizations. I met Randy Howe when he came out here to fish the California Delta, and him and I sat down and talked, and he needed some help with his, so I offered my services to go from there, and those two guys have been a great help to me on helping me get the other anglers to build on that portfolio.
Well, you know, you look at some of the guys, Alton Jones, Edwin Evers, a lot of the guys that are out there that are really doing well right now on the tour. And when you think about it, you know, you really augment everything else they're doing, whether they're doing TV commercials or whatever. Now you can go back and learn more about the angler by coming to their webpage.
Oh, exactly. We try to work hard on keeping them current. That's an issue about keeping them current. I wish I could go to every event. I try and make two or three events every year. The guys, one of the concerns that they have is their biggest concern is catching fish. So I found that trying to keep everything updated and fresh so that their sponsors can be represented well, I deal with the wives and the girlfriends.
Well, those are usually your best opportunity to have success is through the wives and the girlfriends. I find that in my business, you know, doing radio here, they seem to be the people that are on top of what's going on and are able to help in a great way.
Oh, absolutely, and they absolutely want to promote their husbands.
Well, let's talk about the PAA website, you know, Professional Anglers Association. That's something that's really taken off. The anglers have embraced it, and it's gaining momentum, I think.
Oh, yeah. I was really excited when they contacted me to do that site. I think that one of the advantages I had on doing that is I had some good references with a lot of the guys on the board. You know, I do websites for, so when they were asking about doing the site and wanting to upgrade that site, I was highly recommended it, and I really did appreciate that.
Well, let's talk about, okay, you got a guy calls you, you have an angler that calls you, and they want to get a site going. What are some of the things you have to have? How, you know, take me kind of through the steps that you have to go through.
Well, the information is pretty much simple. What I mean by that is because of bios and results and items like that, you know, that's public knowledge, and it's out there on various sites, tournament organization sites. One of the issues that I find that's very, very hard to come up with, but it's getting better and better and better, is images. You know, I one of the things that I demand from my guys is quality images. We do want to portray themselves, their sponsors, and the industry very well.
Well, you know, images can tell a story in themselves, and as you mentioned, you know, watching a guy setting the hook or doing some of the things that they do, or even maybe out while they're running around at a seminar or whatever, those are images that really portray the angler.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I guess some of the things that, you know, you talked about the difficulty in getting them updated, is that based on the fact the angler's on the road so much?
Exactly. And, you know, next year with the Bassmaster Tour going, extending their schedule, it's really going to be tough to get a hold of these guys. I've already made preparations and arrangements to be at the Classic in February down in Florida. And we'll be at, I'm shooting for four extra events this year, also the FLW Tour. I'm picking up a lot of guys from the FLW right now, and so I plan on being at these events to help these guys out and, you know, try and keep the content up to date and very current.
Well, you know, you're an angler yourself, so does that help in the development of these pages, or is that something that might hinder you at times?
I think it helps a lot because I understand the industry. I understand, hopefully I understand what people want to look at, what they want to see, and what they're interested in.
Well, now, Alton, you've got all this, you know, this group that's out there now currently on your website. It's Big Fish Tools, Jonesbait.com, but you've got others that are in the wings waiting to be done, correct?
I'm working on Alton Jones right now, Todd Airy. I have some, one of the things I find very interesting about doing this is have a lot of anglers out there, and guess what? They're just like I am, wishing we could fish for a living, but they have regular jobs. And I do a lot of, I'm doing a lot of websites right now that are not in the fishing industry because they are anglers and they like my sites and they're getting a hold of me to get their business ones done.
Well, I noticed Steve Price, who's a great photographer in his own right, also writes for Bassmaster. He's out there and you've got him going.
Oh, yeah, and that was a fun site to do. I want to tell you, if you ever need any kind of, like my mother loves owls. I am. I purchased a photo from Steve. He's got a great picture of owls that I'm going to give her for Christmas. And he has some of the best wildlife photography. We just put up some new Zambia. He just got back from Zambia for 2 months. And we just put up a whole bunch of pictures there, and they are great.
Well, you know, when you look at something like that, you can portray the element of what happens at the time. You know, bass fishing's a lot that way. You know, it's kind of, you're on top of the heap, and then you go on to the next event, and you may not be. And with pictures, you can portray that message much better.
Sure, absolutely.
Well, Alton, I guess one of the things is, you know, you're growing your business. Every day this business continues to grow for you. What are some of the goals and aspirations of Big Fish Tools?
Ultimately, probably to get the business big enough so I got people working for me and I can qualify for the tour and fish myself.
Well, you got to look at it. I mean, you know, if you dig deep enough in all of us that are involved in the sport, we're all anglers, and it's nice to see that you can, you know, parlay that into a business. But right now, you're so busy, how do you have time to fish?
That's a very good question. I do make the time for it. I found that, you know, being that I work for myself, a great thing about it is except for tournaments on the weekend, I found that I do work a lot of weekends, so it's good on the aspect that I can take a weekday off and get out there when nobody's on the water and the lakes aren't pressured, and so my fishing time seems to be a lot better.
Well, where do I find you? Give me some information on how to find you. If I was an angler looking for a website, what would I need to do?
You could visit my website. It has all the information that you need on it. It's bigfishtools.com, and you can visit some of the pro sites, and we do. I do link back to my sites from their sites back to mine.
Well, Alton, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio. Good luck in the future, and catch a big one, will you?
I appreciate the phone call.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been Bass Fan Radio.
Thank you.